Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, I'm going to say it. We're in a recession. Hate to say it. We are. We're in a recession. Is it going to be a mild one, or is it going to be a severe one? That's the big question. The S&P 500 for the week was off 2.2%. Year to date, S&P 500 is off almost 20%, and that is a bear market. And since the year 1950, when the S&P 500 finished down 20% or more for the first half of the year, signaling a bear market, guess what? A recession followed. Dow off 1.3%, year-to-date off 14.4%. NASDAQ, another brutal week for tech owners, down 4.1%. Year-to-date, almost off 30%, and the EAFE International Index had a pretty good week, up 5.3%, and year-to-date down 15.6%. The 10-year Treasury, this is interesting. 10-year Treasury finished the week off at 2.89%. Remember, we were just at 3.5% in early June, so you're seeing interest rates actually start to go the other way. Oil finished the week off, the year up 43.8%. It is the only asset class that finished positively for the first half of the year. Bonds down 10.1%. Energy, like I said, was the best for the first half of the year, followed by utilities down 2%, consumer staples off 7%, and healthcare off 9%. So why did stocks drop again this past week? Well, as you saw the week ago Friday, we had a really strong day in the market, which shows you cannot try and time this market. When you miss days like that, you miss big recoveries. Well, Monday started to give some of that back because last week we had seen that 6% rally on the S&P. And this week there was a notion out there. Monday we saw yields starting to rise a little bit, but then they started to retrench as the commodity sector, price of oil, started to come down a little bit. Now, what ended up really shaking everybody up was the consumer confidence number that came out on Tuesday. And the headline consumer confidence declined by 4.5 points in June to below 100 at 98.8. Now, that is a 16-month low. So what got hit in this report? Well, consumers' travel plans are being slashed, as you see a lot of airlines canceling amid high gas prices and increasing expensive airfares. Additionally, expectations for income, business conditions, and the jobs market declined to the worst levels we've seen since 2013, i.e. a recession. Most importantly, one-year consumer inflation rate expectations jumped, get this, to 8% in June. That matters a lot because the Fed just said outright, almost, that's the way I read it, that the inflation expectation figures within the preliminary, remember, University of Michigan Consumer Report released ahead of the Fed meeting were the reason behind they hiked 75 basis points instead of 50 basis points. So the market reacted to that consumer confidence inflation number of 8%, and that's why we saw that significant drop on Tuesday in the market. Now, I know some stabilization occurred, but overall, as I just reported, markets were pretty much down for the week. Now, we had Chairman Powell, who you know leads the Treasury. He spoke in Portugal at the ECB event, and he said that the Fed is committed to getting inflation down. Now, he also said, even at the risk of sending the economy into, yes, a recession, as in his point of view, and I don't know if he's speaking for the entire Fed, but his point of view, the bigger risk is high inflation for longer. So according to that testimony, it looks like this is the mission. The mission is to get inflation down at all costs, even if we go into a recession. And of course, it hasn't been called yet because as I reported last week, if you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the market segment where I defined recession and how it gets reported. And I said that it's like looking in the rearview mirror. It's already over. So I'm calling it. We're there. A historical reason to be optimistic for the second half. Now, here's the good news. I'm looking at history. Markets just finished the worst half of the year since 1970. And this is now just the sixth time in history that the S&P 500 has started the year with greater than a 15% decline, only six times in history. Obviously, this has been a brutal 6 months for most people who invest, and we're not at a point yet where I can say we're at the bottom. That's right, you heard me right. Why is that? Well, because of the three keys to the bottom that I keep talking about each week, and I've been talking about them for months now, which are, first, peak inflation, peak hawkishness. Those go together. We need to see inflation peak. We haven't seen that yet, and we need to see the Fed start to get off that hawkish rhetoric before the first key to the bottom will be realized. Second, the Chinese economic reopening. We have to see their entire market reopen fully without any COVID scares, lockdowns, anything you see going on. There's still lots going on over there, so we're still not there yet. And geopolitical improvement. We have to see the world calm down a little bit. People are still extremely wound up, obviously, because of what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, with what happened recently in the Odessa port, terrible things going on over there. So until that all sort of works its way out, in my opinion, we haven't hit the bottom yet. So while the fundamentals out there are negative, I want to point to a bright spot of market history. Listen to this. Every single time the S&P 500 has fallen 15% in the first half of the year or more, it rallied in the second half with an average gain of, wait for it, 24%. If we get those three keys to a bottom satisfied or get close to that this second half, then I see no reason why that can't happen again. So for all of you out there who are so fixed on picking the bottom, good for you, good luck, but maybe you'll be right. Where do you get in? Okay. Anyways, Monday, as you know, next week, it's a holiday. We will enjoy a four-day work week, but the market will not be open. It will resume trading on Tuesday. Friday, we are going to have the June unemployment numbers. It's going to be a very important number, followed by hourly earnings. Those are both two key inflationary targets that we will be paying attention to, and we will see what happens.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. KNBR and Liberty are not affiliated. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.